With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, there's no better time to lower your interest rate and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. The application is 100% online. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with rates from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application takes just minutes, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners with good credit to get this special discount is go to LightStream.com/SHMS. That's LightStream.com/SHMS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same-day funding.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Oh, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is simply amazing. Because God is off the chain. Because God is over the top. Because God is all that in a bag of chips. God is amazing, man. God will take you places that you never, ever thought you would go. Oh, you know what? It sometimes amazes me when I'm watching people talk about themselves and their careers and where they're at in life and things. And I hear people say, you know, always dreamed of being here. You know, I can understand when a person says that. I've always dreamed that of something like this would happen to me. But I want you to think about that for a second. Did you really see it just like that, though? Did you really, really see it just like that? Did you really know that God was going to bring you through all he brought you through to get you to this place? Did you know that in spite of the losses along the way that would crumble the average person, that somehow he kept you through it all and that's how you got here? Since you're so busy talking about yourself now, have you forgotten all the times he was bringing you through when you didn't see no way that you was going to get through? Do you remember that? So when you sit there and you say, I dreamed of this, this is what I always saw happening, I don't really think so. I don't really think if you take inventory, a real close inventory of your life, and you look back on it all, stop looking at the moment right now. Remember where you come from. See, that's what gets me emotional sometimes. That's what makes me tear up, because when something is happening to me in the moment, it ain't the moment for me. It's the memory of how I got there. It's the recollection of all the things, all the nights, all the days in that car, all the times by myself when I felt like I wasn't going to make it. But somehow I'm standing somewhere and somebody passing out an award to me or somebody calling my name. That's that. Did you really think you was going to make it then? So since you're talking about this is what I always dreamed of, did you really think in those moments right there that you would even be standing here today? That's why I try to get people to understand, you know, and this is kind of for young people today, what I'm about to say. But then guess what? Sometimes I had to remind myself of it. So I guess it's still kind of for everybody, you know, because I work with a lot of young people. And so many times, man, young people just don't understand what all it takes. And I know that if you're a full grown adult, if you're 40, you really understanding where I'm coming from, because, you know, listen to me, young people, or anybody that don't understand this, that you got to do some things that you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. You have to understand this principle of success, or else you are not going to become successful. I got what you want to do. I got your ultimate goal is this, that, and the other. I got all of that. But in the meantime, though, there are some necessary steps that you have to take in order to become successful, and you cannot skip these steps. You can't jump over these steps just because you want to be rich Friday. I got that. Everybody got that. But if you want this, whatever you're talking about, whether it's money or success or fame or climbing the corporate ladder or this is the position or you, all that's fine and dandy. Please hold on to your dreams. Dreams come true. But in the meantime, let me remind you of something, that you got to do some things you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. You must get this in your head. There are some survival things that you have to master in order to do what you want to do. Let's take an example. Let's say you want to be rich and famous. Let's just say that's it for you. That's it. And it's a lot of other ways of being successful. Please don't think that's the only one. But I'm just saying, let's just say yours is rich and famous. And let's say some miraculous way, God made you rich and famous next Friday. Ta-da, there you are. You rich and you famous next Friday. Can I share something with you? This is not going to last for you. You know why? Because you have not done the things necessary. You have not done the things that you have to do in order to do the things you want. So now you're rich and famous. How you gonna know how to budget money? How you gonna know how to get up and keep clawing towards the top when you fall off your pedestal? How you gonna know how to reinvent yourself if you didn't even invent yourself in the first place? See, it's so many things you got to know about something. And you think, because it's what you want right now, it's supposed to happen just now. It's a process. When you ask God for something, please know, God know the process. He know the necessary steps to take you through. Don't lose your patience with God because your dreams ain't coming true right now. Man, I think the best way, y'all, is for me, I just use myself as an example. I really do understand why God has given me the life he's given me so far. I understand the being homeless part now. I get the not being successful when I wanted to part now. I get it. I got the delayed entry into the field of choice for myself. I got it now. I've been wanting to be on TV and a little comedian since I was 9 years old. But guess what? I didn't get there till I was 28. But see, I didn't get it then. I was mad at God. You know what I want, and I'm sitting up here. I got exactly what you want. But I got this process I want you to go through to get here, too. Because, see, I'm finna take you somewhere you don't know nothing about. One day you're going to have a radio show with your little stupid behind. You don't know this yet. I'm going to bless you with a radio show. You don't even know it. That's why I say every morning, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Because, see, I didn't see this one coming. But, see, God had a plan for me. It was in the blueprint of my life. So God said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make your life a little rough for you. I'm going to toss you up a little bit. I'm gonna let you make some of these stupid decisions you want to make, and I'm gonna make you learn from them. I'm gonna let you be homeless for a little while. I'm gonna let you not get into your field of choice until you're 28. I'm gonna have people talking about if we had only seen him when he was younger. I ain't gonna let you get your first car in your name till you're 38. I'm gonna make you go through some things because one day I'm gonna put a microphone in front of your mouth and I want you to honor me. I want you to talk about me. I want you to tell people what I brought you through. I want you to give people inspirational moments where they can see that your life was jacked up for a minute and I turned your life around for you. That's God dealing with me. See, so now I finally understand why I went through the life I went through so I could have something to say. See, I ain't over here telling you about what I think will happen. I'm telling you what I know can happen, that God does make dreams come true. But sometimes it take a minute. Sometimes you're going to have to do some things you don't want to do in order to do what you want to do. Yeah, I finally got on TV, but I had to learn some things along the way. See, maybe he waited for me to get some of these messages before he gave me this gift that I want. So I would appreciate it more. See, when you don't get into comedy when you till you 28 and you've been wanting it since you 9, now when you get into it, you appreciate it more. Then guess what? I had been through so many struggles and a divorce and life had turned me around. So when I became homeless, I still didn't give up because I had appreciated the fact that it took me so long to get here that nothing was going to deter me. And he gave me the fortitude and the strength to hang on in there. Just don't leave him out the mix, okay? Because you're trying to do this by yourself, and it ain't working for you, all right? I'll let you. I'm going to be tripping today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, monkey trainers, tour guides,
do not know why.
Bus drivers, gorilla maintenance,
a short-lived
the
job.
Dudes that drop off porta potties,
they'll get no shout out.
Everybody at waste management,
yeah,
the people down at the post office that sort the mail, the fire department, the dude that is in fire department school.
Right now.
The one that couldn't drag the 185-pound dummy across the parking lot and failed the test.
Yeah.
The ladder operator on the fire truck.
Mm. The guy sit on the back.
The back.
The dude
that
sit way in the back.
That hit the button for the siren, who I always wanted to be. Man, if I could just find this damn button. And to those of you, today's show is dedicated to you all. Thank you very much. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve.
Wonderful.
Happy
good morning,
Friday.
Carla.
Happy Friday. What a dedication. That was cool.
Yeah, that's what I do, baby. Junior.
Morning,
Jay Carla. Anthony.
What up, Steve Harvey?
The fool is not here today. We don't know why. Did anybody know why?
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's on vacation. I just found out. He don't ask me. He just go.
Yeah.
You know, it's a damn shame to have people like this in your employ.
Yeah, well, you know, he on short vacation. He ain't regular vacation.
Well, he can't stay nowhere long because there's too many steps. He get tired. He don't go on hikes and stuff like that. His vacation short. He just walk around the resort and he, woo.
One thing I figured out about this show from listening yesterday, if you're not here,
oh, we gonna do
that
sir.
Is your ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I've been in the hospital.
Oh, you heard some things.
Absolutely.
Oh, if you're not here, it goes in.
Yeah. You want to talk about it, Jay, now that you're here?
No, I mean, the rule, that's the rule. If they're not here, dog them out.
Yeah, we kind of talked about
Jay,
you a little bit.
They
yesterday.
Do me when I ain't
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So I know that.
He said, yeah,
especially
that's what
the
do.
Little short one.
That's what they do. Yeah, I've heard them do it.
Midge, man. I call him Midge Man. M-I-G-M-A-N, Midge
but
Man.
But you do him when he's here.
Yeah, in his face.
Yeah.
Well, you really don't care.
No. I try. My goal is to hurt him.
Why is that? What has he done to you?
I try to sting him. Because I know what the root of all of it is. Y'all don't know. This go back years.
What is
this
it?
Is always,
well, just, tell us while he's not here. So
well, you
know.
Know, just as a young child, you know, he was always jealous of me because I was 10 years older than him and I could do stuff he couldn't do. But he always wanted to do what I do, but he couldn't because he was stupid.
But you hired him, though.
Because of my sister. You think
here
for one
are.
Minute, if my sister didn't have him, you think he'd be here?
He said for one minute.
For one millisecond.
For one, you think for one second.
I would have never talked to him.
All right, it's time for something funny. It is Friday the 13th, you guys. So when we come back, we'll find out if you're superstitious.
Hell yeah.
Or if you were ever superstitious,
hell
okay?
Yeah.
We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for something funny, Friday the 13th. Happy Friday the 13th, everyone. So, Steve, I got to ask you, are you superstitious or have you ever been superstitious?
No, I'm not superstitious. The only thing that I adhere to is before a show, I have a ritual,
like a
the
ritual.
Same ritual, but I'm not superstitious. Like, I split poles all that.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking mirrors and all
walk
that.
On, walk on the
yeah. ladder. Give a damn about that.
Black
care about
cats.
No black-ass cat, uh-huh. none of that.
I'm with you, Steve, on that one.
No, I ain't got no time for that.
Yeah.
Well, it does take up a lot of your time.
Yep. Yeah. Step on a crack in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Break your mama's
break
back.
Your mama's back. Yeah.
Not like a time.
Don't break a mirror. Don't put a. Don't run in the house with scissors. Bad luck. Don't step on a crack.
Wait,
don't
what?
Don't sweep me with the broom.
Run in the house with scissors.
Wait,
right.
wait, what?
All that's bad luck.
I had to buy the scissors to get him
I'm
in the house.
I'm just telling you what's bad luck.
Jay, you're superstitious.
Very.
Uh-huh.
Very. And religious. So.
At the same time.
You torn.
So I got all this going on in my head.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yes, it
yes,
is.
Religious
so,
and superstitious.
Okay, so what's the thing with the scissors, Jay?
That's bad luck. You can't run with scissors in your hand. That's bad luck.
Isn't there one about a ladder if you don't
Don't walk under a ladder.
Yeah,
that's bad luck.
Shoulder. I have to throw Shoulder. Something else out here before I forgot it because Kia's main guy, Brian, just walked in. I just want to let you ladies know that tomorrow is Killer Ian Sad is at my house.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, y'all and, working out tomorrow.
So is Kia is coming.
Yeah.
Come on. How old are you, Kia?
39.
39. Brian's 39. He coming. Mm-hmm. And Will will be there. He's 50.
Mm-hmm. That's the workout
He's
tomorrow.
Coming. Yeah. They're coming to the workout.
They going
to
run.
So you'll game. See generations.
Yeah.
Of tired.
A generation.
And you'll
of
be
tired.
There? You'll have a trainer or are you guys doing
oh,
it
yeah,
on
no,
your own?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a trainer. He'll be there. He going to set it up. And everybody got to go through the.
Because you're trying to get what? Boat?
Hashtag boat body.
Boat body.
I didn't hear Jay. I didn't hear Jay.
No,
Jay.
No.
I already know.
No, he already know I'm not.
No, the Weasel, he'll die.
I'm not going
to be. He's not going to die in my yard.
You know what? Workouts is bad luck.
See that?
That's why you can't do it. Yeah, be that tomorrow.
I just figured it out that workouts is bad luck.
No, Jay ain't finna do that, baby.
No, I ain't finna do all that.
No, forget
that. What time are you guys going to be working out? Because
oh,
I would like to bring a snack and watch that.
For entertainment
about
purposes.
7:30
yeah, I'd like to be
7:30?
Able, yeah, I'd like to watch. Yeah, I'd like to watch that.
Only good part for me is I get to see the house.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to the house.
Ain't never been to my house?
No, I ain't been over this one.
Oh, it ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing. Come by mine.
Yeah.
Watch,
I tell you what,
see everything in one room.
Let's swap houses for a week. See how you feel.
Yeah. You can see your bed from the kitchen.
No, mine is smaller than that. Everything touching.
Dude, remember when we were somewhere and we were in those hotels?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Birmingham.
And you, what was the joke? You could.
I was so mad. I was sitting on my bed. I could hang up my clothes, turn on my TV, wash my feet, and flush the toilet without getting off the bed.
Right. He did all that stuff with his toes, Jay.
All that I could do. I could wash my feet, turn on the TV, shut the drapes,
you must be
hang up my clothes, and flush the toilet without leaving my bed. I saw everything. I was so stunned.
That's the W Hotel. If that's not the small, they have the smallest damn rooms ever.
The W? Oh, no. Yeah, oh, no.
It wasn't smaller. It
we were praying
oh,
for
no.
the W
Oh, no, I
would have
loved
yeah.
the W. So the W's ain't bad. They got yeah. some great properties mm-hmm. around the country.
You can't remember the name?
Nah, it wasn't even a...
It was a boutique hotel, supposed to be?
I don't know. It wasn't an Embassy Suite. It wasn't even Embassy Suite. I got so mad at Embassy Suite one time. Which is not, actually not
I like
bad
Embassy
rooms.
Tweets, yeah,
I just
yeah.
don't like the fact that you can see everybody going to their damn room.
The windows.
That's what I don't like.
The windows is long.
I don't like my door facing another door across the atrium.
Hey, you remember them rooms we used to be in on the road where you walk out
Boy,
the door?
The door.
You walk out the door.
The parking
no,
lot.
You're in the you see highway. Remember the room?
What?
Red roofing.
Red roofing. You walk out the door and it would be highway.
Yeah.
So you just get in your car.
Yeah, your car is right in front of your room. Right?
So my specialty was staying at Knight's Inns. That was my favorite room whenever I could afford one.
Uh-huh. What was so special about it?
It was purple.
Oh.
The sheets
oh.
was purple. And I could back my trunk up over the sidewalk, damn near at my door, so I could work out my trunk.
Hold on, you
was that a Red Roof
like
Inn?
The Lincoln you, Lawyer?
Knight's Inn, Red nice, Roof
yeah,
Inn.
Yeah, that's
and now I hated Motel 6 out on the road because out on the road where the truckers stop and all like that.
Uh-huh.
You would go in your room and there would be no towels, no washcloth, no soap, no nothing.
Ew.
If you wanted it, you had to come down and turn in your driver's license. Mm-hmm. Then they
towels?
Gave you one towel, a hand towel,
what?
That little bitty bar of soap, and a washcloth. And then when you bring it back to the desk, you got your driver's license back because people were still in town. Oh, that's
they couldn't afford any towels at the hotel anymore.
It's Motel 6.
Motel 6.
6
oh.
1999. Tom Baudet just left light on.
Yeah,
left
the
light
man.
Bill. Now I tell you what, and then that little bar of soap. One time I was washing the soap, and I had it on the washcloth, and I was bathing, and I just getting there. I noticed I was running out of soap, and I couldn't find the soap nowhere. And I just said, man, what the hell happened to that soap? And I looked all over the shower. And I went to bed, and the next day I was driving down the road, and I found the soap. It was in the crack of my butt, and it was melting.
You lied.
It was starting to burn. I had lost that little bitty, because a little bitty bar, so damn near the size of chitlin that you use it for.
It'll go up in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I had chitlin. I had lost it in my crack.
Okay,
and I was driving on road, and it was melting, and it got hot.
Oh, God.
And that's how I found the soap.
Man, what is stinging
yeah.
my ass?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Coming up next, Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you. Mariah Carey has finally revealed that she has bipolar disorder, and Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time for Run That Prank Back. Please, Steve, introduce the prank.
Well, since he's not here, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the side job cleaner.
How'd you know that?
I'm just doing well. That ain't the one we playing. We got some problems.
Hardware store. This is Robbie. How can I help you?
Robbie, I'm trying to get a order in for some construction supplies I need to pick up.
That's fine. What's your company?
Roofing company.
Roofing company. Okay. Have we done business with you before?
No, you haven't. This is my first time calling. I heard you guys were pretty good.
Appreciate the compliment.
Okay. Now listen. I need to get this as soon as possible, man. Can I possibly pick up these supplies like in the next couple of hours?
Well, you know, normally it don't work that fast. It's kind of a quick turnaround. We got a little bit of a backup, but I can do my best. It just depends on what you need.
Okay. Here's what I need, man. I need 5 rolls of duct tape.
Okay. That's no problem. That's quick.
Okay, I need plastic, man. Listen, if you was going to wrap up something in plastic that's like about 6'2" in height and 200 pounds, how much plastic you think I would need to wrap that up in?
Okay, just a second. You're asking for plastic, like a roll of plastic?
Yeah, but I need to wrap up something that's 6'2" and like 210 pounds.
I probably would get about 3 yards, 4 yards of plastic.
Okay, I need to get that. Now, let me ask you this here. If you was going to try to put some cement on that to hold it down, how much cement do you think will hold that down?
I'm a little confused. You're running a roofing company, right?
Yeah, I'm a roofing company, but I'm doing a little side work for some friends of mine.
Oh, okay, okay. I just got a little confused because you told me this is Tyler's Roofing Company. No problem, no problem. We've got cement. Wait a minute, you're trying to hold something down? I'm trying to hold something down.
So how many bags of cement do you think I need to hold down something that's 220 pounds?
Wow, I don't know. Eight bags. I would recommend at least.
Okay, okay. Give me 8 bags of cement. Now, this is something else I want to ask you. Do you have anything, any type of cleaner, man, that can get paint off the floor?
Yeah, we got industrial cleaners. I mean, all kinds of industrial cleaners. Well, you said paint? Is it paint or blood?
Paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got industrial cleaners of all kinds. I mean, do you have a preference?
No, just whatever you could throw in there. I need that. Now, let me ask you this here. Do you have anything that can, like, just kill a smell? You know what I'm saying? If you don't want something to smell, you got anything for that?
Wait a minute. Did something die in your place? Is there an animal or something you found? I mean, I'm kind of confused. You're talking about smell and cleaning up. Did you find some sort of animal on a construction site?
Hey, Robbie, listen, man. Just take the order. That's all I need you to do, okay?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't asking your business. I just was a little concerned. What are we getting? What are we cleaning up? And what are we, I mean, I guess the... Are we cleaning up a tile floor? Are we cleaning up carpet? I mean, what's the cleaner for? Where's the odor?
Okay, sir, all I'm asking you is, do you have something strong enough? Like, do you think ammonia can keep a smell down? What do I need to keep a smell down?
Well, you're definitely going to need ammonia. I mean, you got to get something to just scrub that right down. Because wherever that scent is, if it's in the walls, you got fabrics in that place, I mean, wherever you got it, you're probably going to have a different type of deodorizer, something for the carpet, something for the walls. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused as to where the scent's coming from.
Right, don't worry about all that, man. Hey, man, listen, just write down what the order is, okay?
I got it. I got the 5 rolls of duct tape. I got the 4 yards of plastic. I got the 8 bags of cement. I got the industrial cleaner. I got the ammonia. I'm typing it all in. I got your order.
Okay, let me ask you this here, man. Do y'all have any type of machete, anything that's real sharp that can cut?
What? Okay, hold on a second. Now you're completely off base. You do realize you call the hardware store, right?
I'm calling the hardware store because I need some supplies, man. I'm doing some job on the side. I need some supplies.
Hey, I get that. You said that already. But what I'm confused about is now you're asking for a weapon. What would you use a machete for? I mean, you're talking about what? You're going to chop down some brush? I don't get it. What's the machete for?
Hey, man, listen. Your job is to take the order, man. That's your job, Robbie.
Don't tell me what my job is. I know what my job is. This is my store, man. Okay, I've been working here a lot longer than you even can imagine. And people don't call up asking for ammonia and cleaner and trying to get a smell out. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how best to help you. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to figure out.
What you're doing, Robbie, is you're being nosy. You're being nosy. All you got to do is fill the order and have it done in 2 hours when I get there. That's all you got to do.
I can't do that in 2 hours. I can't even. I'm a little backed up at this point. I'm not even sure I can get this done. Maybe tomorrow morning. Does tomorrow morning work for you?
Oh, man, I got to get rid of this body. I got to get rid of this package today.
Whoa! I need to call. Listen, I need to call the police, man. You just said body.
That right there, that's the problem. White people always want to call the police when it ain't got nothing to do with them. Listen, all you need to do is fill the order.
Okay. Okay. Listen, I need to tell you something, okay? And I don't know if you found a body. I don't know if you're responsible for the body. Either way, I don't want to be any part of this business, okay? I don't know what you're planning or where you're trying to bury this thing, but you're basically asking me to be an accomplice to something that's none of my business. Hey, I need your name right now, okay?
Hey, I'm not giving you my name.
You said
I told
roofing. Hey, listen to me. You said you're calling from roofing company. Are you?
I'm not. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Why you white folks always trying to be authoritative like that?
White folks? What the is your problem? It's not about white folks. It's not about purple, green, black, blue. What the it's not about white. It's about you asking for that sounds like you're trying to bury a body. Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you and if you're not, what is your name? I need your name. I need your name right now.
Hey, man, well, first of all, you at work. You ain't supposed to be talking to me like this.
I don't care if I'm swearing at work. My coworkers, the people here, they all know who I am, and they know if I was talking to someone, some piece of you, that I'd be talking like this too. Okay? I'm gonna trace this call. You hear me? I'm gonna trace this call. I'm gonna get the cops on your and figure out who the you are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Since you want to know who I am, do you know Marcus?
I know Marcus. I know Marcus. He works here.
Okay.
I know him.
Okay, Marcus. is who got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Robbie, you just got pranked by your coworker, Marcus.
You have got to be kidding me. Son of Marcus, I see you over there. I see you, little I can't believe that. You son of a Marcus. Why don't you tell me this? Steve Harvey Morning
Show. Got you, baby. Hey, I got to ask you, Robbie, you got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's easy. It's Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Boy, oh, boy. That was a good prank.
There
right
it is.
There. I love that.
No. Hold on. I'm going to do like Tommy did. Huh?
Good one.
Did I do the dang thing?
Yes, you did.
Was I everything?
Where you going to be? Where you going to be at?
Yeah. Did y'all see? Am I the king of pranks?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this every day.
Where your dates?
All right, let me tell you what I'm going to be. This weekend, everybody, I'm going to be there. You can catch me there. Get your tickets now.
Where?
There. Where? I'm going to be there. Tickets on sale, they going fast. Get them before they sell out. They don't ever sell out, but they always about to sell out.
There.
Little short-ass little comedy club career. I told his ass to do comedy clubs 5 years ago. Get out them theaters that you can't sell. He ain't listen to me. My mentoring just been falling on deaf ears. I thank God for Junior.
Came in this morning.
That he get mentoring and he listen.
All right, are we quite done now?
Okay. Yeah, I was.
All right, coming up
don't
at the
forget,
top.
Check me out while I'm there.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news, and Mariah Carey reveals that she has bipolar disorder.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mariah Carey reveals she has bipolar disorder, guys. Mariah Carey recently said that she has bipolar 2 disorder. She's a 5-time Grammy Award winner, of course, and she says that she was first diagnosed back in 2001. Wow, 17 years ago.
2001?
She said that she didn't want to believe it. She didn't want to carry around the stigma of a lifelong disease that would define her and potentially be the end of her career. She's recently stated she's recently started receiving treatment because she was afraid of losing everything, and she was concerned that someone in her orbit would tell her story for her. So she wanted to be the first one to get it out there.
Somebody in her what?
In her orbit around her. You know, like if something was wrong with you, then one of us went to the press and told instead of
you.
You
take your Uncle Tom ass down there if you want to. Save all that orbit conversation. Go down there with your Uncle Tom ass and tell on me. Do something else, like I need to be on the checkout counter some more. Go down there and tell something else about me if you want to for a check with your lying self.
So that's why Mariah.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah, that's why Mariah told it herself so no one in her orbit would tell her
story.
And
I could have helped Mariah because I've been around them before.
What do you mean you could have helped her?
I could have diagnosed her.
You already knew it.
You're not a doctor, Steve.
You know, damn doctor, I done lived it.
So you mean you could tell that?
Hell yeah.
So it's not a surprise to you?
What?
It was a shock to everyone that she admitted that
not
she had
Nick.
Bipolar.
What? I can't, what?
Nick knew?
What? Did I say something wrong? If I did, I apologize.
That ain't no lie.
Nick knew.
That ain't no lie.
I bet that Nick knew.
Well, anyway.
Man, I got to tell you, man. Y'all don't even understand.
What?
No. I can help you with that right there. I've been around all that my whole life. Yeah.
Mm-mm. What? What are you? You've been around people with bipolar?
Hell yeah. I've been everything. What you want? Bipolar, crazy.
Yeah.
Insensitive.
Crazy. How about crazy?
I can diagnose all that for you. What else? Name something else.
My sister had bipolar disease too. She cured of it now though. Called my mama the B word and that was
that
it.
That was
I didn't even know my mama could fight.
Right. So whatever you turn into, whatever, Bi didn't come up no more.
They didn't come in. No. She woke up out there.
Who are you now? I'm just Pola. She slapped the Bi out of me.
She slapped both of them.
Yeah. Matter of fact, she don't even come by no more. Yep, I'm just Pola. You can call me Polar Bear, Polar Arctic, polar generation. Man. You call me polar zone. You call me the polar zone.
Polaroid.
Polaroid. But you ain't ever bipolar. Gonna call me bipolar. Because wow. I mess around and call my mama the B word. And man. Bi is gone.
Yeah, I think we handled things like that differently sure. At least we did back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now there's meds for it, but... Yeah,
meds.
Yeah, medication. Yeah, you
have. Oh, we didn't get no meds back in the day.
No, not back in the day.
No. A lot of stuff that was back in the day that was no meds for.
No, right. we got.
It was beat at you.
Yeah,
it was beat at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know the beating came.
I had a couple of things that I had been diagnosed with. My son was diagnosed with ADHD.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
He don't have that no more. Because I had to go up to the school. I had to take off work and go up to the school. Well, he don't have that no more.
He's cured of that.
All of a sudden.
He had it on Friday. He went back Monday and ain't have it no more.
And Lee Brown cured me of it.
Mariah Carey says she's in a good place right now. She's exercising. She's getting acupuncture. She's eating healthy. And she's spending quality time with her
people.
Kids.
You get acupuncture.
I'll tell you. Oh,
that's good. Good for her.
All right, Steve, Ms. Ann is here with an update on the confirmation hearing. President Trump's Secretary of State pick Mike Pompeo, former CIA director. Please introduce Ms. Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here with the next person that will be fired from the Trump administration.
Or quit.
Ms. Ann Tripp.
Funny it's come to that, right?
Right. Everybody, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Yes, we're going to work our way into that. We're going to talk about the president and Mike Pompeo. Let's start with President Trump, who tweets that he held a number of meetings yesterday on Syria following the suspected chemical weapons attack on civilians there over the weekend. Trump says there'll be a decision on a response, what kind of response he wants to take soon. Meanwhile, though, this is Donald Trump, so he's doing a little chest thumping.
We're going to have the strongest military that we've ever had. And can you think of a better time to have it? Right? This is when we need it.
At the same time, though, yesterday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee did open its confirmation hearings for Trump's choice for Secretary of State, the current CIA director, Mike Pompeo, who says, by the way, that even though he's considered a hawk and a real hardliner, he insists he's not the type to go blindly marching into conflict.
There's no one like someone who served in uniform, who understands the value of diplomacy and the terror and tragedy that is war, like someone who served in uniform. It's the last resort. It must always be so. And I intend to work to achieve the president's policies with diplomacy, rather by sending our young men and women to war.
Well, there are some Democrats who already are blocking him. Some Republicans also a little leery about him. We'll see what happens. Winnie Mandela is being funeralized in South Africa tomorrow. Winnie Mandela took the stories of her husband, Nelson, and other anti-apartheid activists to the whole world. In so doing, she became the face of the movement. She was mercilessly persecuted by the white racist government. They jailed her one time. They placed her under house arrest for most of her time. Her home was shot out at night, and she had her children in there also. They would shoot in there. Much later in life, she was convicted in connection with the kidnapping of a young man who was considered an informant. But most South Africans still call her the mother of the nation. In a televised tribute early this week, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called Winnie Mandela a champion of justice and a voice for the voiceless. Nelson Mandela died in 2013. By the way, there's a picture of me with Winnie Mandela, her daughter, and a local reporter in her home in Soweto a few years back. It's on my Facebook page, so check it out. Yes, I have a Facebook page. Okay, the bridge that connects Highway 17 to Savannah is named the Eugene Talmadge Bridge. Well, the Girl Scouts want to change that because Talmadge was a prominent segregationist. They want the name of the founder of the Girl Scouts, Juliet Gordon Lowe, on there. She's also a Savannah native. Finally, here in the States today is Louie Louie Day. And we'll be back with more entertainment. Today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, as we told you before, Tristan Thompson... Boy, is he in a lot of trouble. He was apparently caught on tape cheating on Khloe Kardashian. Now sources are saying that Khloe is trying to figure out just what to do. She wanted to believe Tristan.
Figure out what to do.
You see the video?
Hold on. Come on now.
She wanted to believe him when he told her that he'd only met the woman at a club and nothing happened. But his story has changed. Boy, has it changed. Especially after the pictures and the videos started surfacing. And Khloe is understandably said to be in absolute turmoil. According to another source close to the family, Khloe was devastated when she saw the pictures. She went absolutely ballistic on Tristan. She is not only hurt, she is humiliated, and she's worried now for her baby. You know, how could he do this, and how could he do it so publicly? Tristan, wow, he got booed at the Cleveland Cavaliers game the other night.
Yeah, they booed.
Yeah, because they're mad at him for doing that. She's give birth, and here you are.
Yeah, you know, man, it's not a good thing, man. I feel so for her. She's such a sweet person.
She's a very nice
person.
Yeah,
I love her.
She's really, really a nice person. So.
Yeah, another black ball player. That's all right.
That's it.
The NBA playoffs start this weekend.
Yeah.
So congratulations to our girl, Chloe. She did have the baby yesterday, early yesterday, about 4 in the morning. A healthy baby. So congratulations again. Her mom was there, Chris, Courtney, her sister, Kim, and of course her best friend, Malika. And guess who else was there? Baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. So yeah. The whole family was there, and they're a very close-knit family. Right now, you know, it's just about the baby. It's just about the beautiful blessing that God has blessed them with. So congratulations to the Kardashians and to Khloe and Tristan Thompson.
Tristan's rebounds is down, too.
Cat has already called the time.
Our very own Mississippi Monica did a tour of the brand new Mississippi Civil Rights Museum in her hometown of Jackson, Mississippi, and the B.B. King Museum of Indianola, Mississippi, and the Grammy Museum in Cleveland, Mississippi.
The videos are available on Steve Harvey FM, so go check them out. The Mississippi Civil Rights Museum gives a compelling look into the birthplace of the civil rights movement. And, of course, the legendary B.B. King's Museum is a must-see.
It definitely is. So check out the videos at steveharveyfm.com. The video series is called On the Road with Monica Barnes. They should have said On the Road with Mississippi Monica. Yeah.
Go, Monica. Get busy. Go, Monica.
Coming up at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown is here to do what?
Murder another hit.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 30 minutes, today's crazy strawberry letter. But before we even get to that, J. Anthony Brown has to murder another hit. But Steve, before we get to the hit, I wanted to ask you something Jay said earlier. He said he tells a woman he's going to date right away out of the gate that he's not going to be worth a darn.
No. I don't really put it like that. I'm just saying I'm not looking for a serious relationship. No,
that's right. What it means, though. Yeah.
Well, but here's the deal.
So, Steve, that's what I want to ask you, Steve. Do you recommend that approach for women? Do you?
Well, listen to me. Yes, but men are not going to do that.
Right.
Because men are trappers. Mm-hmm. Men are hunters. And so what we do is we know what you want to hear. So we say the things you want to hear to get the things that we want. Example. So a woman says, what type of relationship are you looking for? He say, I'm looking for something serious. I want to settle down. Mm-hmm. I want a wife and kids someday.
No, that's a lie.
And
bingo.
Then, no, that's
jackpot.
A true statement. But the woman goes, wow. Mm-hmm. He's looking for that now, and he wants that with me. Mm-hmm. But that's not what he said.
You're exactly right.
He told you what you wanted to hear. Now, down the road, he may want a family. He may want to settle down. He may want to be in a committed relationship. And that's what he's looking for. But right now, we just looking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear that, a woman plugs herself into the situation as that, wow, I'm that woman he's looking for because those are the same things I want. Girl, I done met him. Girl,
he's
he want to get married.
Ooh,
he want to have kids and a family. Here's the problem, ladies. He said all of that. Number one, but here's the problem. He did not say he wanted that with you. Mm-hmm. He just said he was looking for it.
All right, so, okay, so we might continue this throughout the morning. This is good. All right, come on, Jay. Steve, introduce Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Anthony Brown.
What up? Right now, you need to get your tickets. Columbia, South Carolina, Township Auditorium. Damn it!
Yeah, you're mad. You're mad
hey man,
about
come
it.
On. You going to the township?
Going
you going to the house?
I'm going to the house, man.
I'd have sold the township out probably three
Steve,
times.
Steve, you need to help me sell it out, boy.
Going to the township.
To the township auditorium.
That's different from where Tommy go.
Leave him out of this. This has nothing to do with Tommy.
Come on,
Jay, finish.
Since we're talking about lies, this song is dedicated to men, and I ain't calling no names, who look in the mirror and lie to themselves.
Ooh.
Hit it. Sitting in my favorite easy chair, looking at old pics of me, thinking about the times when days were good, like back in 83. Now I had a fade and it was nice and round, man, that cut was really late. Brushes and my combs I don't use anymore, I put them away. Now everyone sees it got away from me. The shampoo's gone. It made me wanna murder the song. I really miss you, hairline. Wish I could put you back on. I look in the mirror, you're gone. I really miss you, hairline. Missing you every day. I hate that you went away, cause I miss your hairline. I really miss you, hairline. Wish I could put you
back
on. I hate that you went away.
We gotta go.
I really miss you,
hairline.
That's funny, man.
Ralph Hawkins Jr., baby, we do the damn thing.
All right, when we come back, thank you, Jay. That was great. Nephew Tommy is not here. Steve, Uncle Steve is. He'll introduce the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about an hour, our special guest will be the one and only Snoop Dogg. Snoop is going to be here, our special guest.
Right.
Yeah, to talk about his brand new album, Bible of Love. But up next, like we mentioned, the nephew is out today, but his Uncle Steve is here to introduce the prank phone call. What you got?
Your son
ain't
make the team.
Why you sound depressed?
That's all he needs to say. Oh, you want me to do it like him? Y'all ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
What you got?
Your son.
Uh-huh. I said twice.
Ain't make the team. I said your son.
Yeah.
Ain't make the team.
Yeah, put your back into it. Yeah. What?
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Lydia.
This is she. Masters calling.
This is Coach Watkins up at the school. How are you?
Hey, Coach Watkins. I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Listen, we've had Malik out for the last week and a half. He's been coming to practice here at the junior high school, and wanted to reach out and give you a call about everything that's going on.
Oh yeah. Well, I know he's really excited. He can't wait to start the season. He's ready.
Yeah.
He's working all summer.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. He's a great kid.
Yeah,
and he's got a good heart, and he's really, really, really trying to produce as much as possible.
Well, you know, he loves the game, and he's been playing since he was a little kid. He loves
And you know, this is this is the seventh grade. This is the first time some of these kids have played organized football, and this is the first time playing school football. And it's a big transition. That if you've been playing little league ball or Pop Warner or whatever you want to call it, it's a big difference and a big transition to go from one to the other. You understand?
Yeah, I do understand. But Malik has been working really hard. Yeah, so he's ready.
Well. Let me say this. My main reason for calling you is letting you know that Malik, as of right now, is not going to be able to make the cut. As far as
what you think?
He's not going to be able to make the cut as far as being on the team for this year. Now, I got.
Wait a minute. You said Malik. You said that Malik is not going to be able to make the team.
Malik is not going to make the team. He's a great kid. You know, he's a great kid.
I know he's a great kid, but wait a minute. Now, he didn't play Pop Warner, and he was a starting quarterback. So what are you talking about? He's not going to make the team this year. He was the best they had out on that squad.
Okay, and you know what? I've heard a lot about him. I heard he did a great job.
Heard about him? Wait a minute. Have you seen his stats? 20 touchdowns in a season?
I understand.
What other kids is out there doing that?
But you know what? But right now we got a lot of different kids that are coming into this particular school. So, you know, the competition has gone greater and greater than what we could possibly understand.
Wait a minute. This is seventh grade. First of all, everybody makes the team. Nobody gets cut in the first place. You got an A team and a B team. So you telling me my baby ain't made none of them teams?
Right now, Miss Lydia, Malik, like I said, Malik is a great kid. I like
him. I know what Malik is. I know that he's a great kid, and he's a ball player. Now, I make sure of that. So don't come telling me that he's not good enough to make the cut on this seventh grade team.
Well,
don't come telling me.
First of all,
who is the quarterback? You tell me what's going on. Who is the quarterback?
Well, actually, right now, my son is the quarterback.
Your son?
My son is actually the quarterback. He hasn't done any Pop Warner or anything, but he really has what it takes to be the quarterback.
He's never played football before. He's never played organized football. But he is going to be the quarterback for the seventh grade team. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, my son is actually the starting quarterback. But that's neither here nor there.
But my son don't make the team, and my son scored 20 touchdowns? 20 touchdowns? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, hell no. This is some I'm calling up to that school tomorrow. I will be up there tomorrow.
Let me explain something.
I don't know what this is. This nepotism or whatever the you got going on around here, but hell no. My son ain't made the squad. Hell no. It's going to be smoking the city tomorrow when I get up there.
Ms. Lydia, what I want to say is this. If your son would take a year off and try to get himself together and get his fundamentals together, I think he'll probably
be
a greater football player when he gets to be headed to the eighth grade.
He was the rising star last year. What you talking about his fundamentals together? Your son ain't never even played this.
But you know what? I've worked with my son, it's a little awkward for me to try to talk about what my son has done.
It's going to be hard for you to talk about because you don't know what your son has done because ain't nobody ever seen your son. You just got this dream, probably something that you ain't did. You want to live vicariously through him. Hell no.
That's not it. I played in high school, and let me say this. I'm trying to do the best that I can and the best of my ability to make sure that everybody gets a good and fair shot at what's going on.
But he don't get to play. So what about Malik? Malik don't get to play? He'll work out to be a better... That's some bull. Throw that to them other mothers. That's some bull. I guarantee you this, my son will be starting this year. I guarantee you this. You don't want none of this.
Okay, well, right now, all I can say is I need Malik to actually bring his cliques back. Because my son's going to need him to play in.
What? Pop off them cleats. Your son ain't getting Your son running down that field, he going to run barefoot. He ain't getting mine. Nothing.
Ma'am, from my records understanding is that the cleats actually came
your
from the school.
Your records is wrong.
That's what
your records the one that told you that my son can't play. Your records ain't Ain't nobody thinking about your records. You, your mama, and the day she bust your
Ma'am, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. All I'm trying to say is that Malik is going
to... No, my son ain't about to do You start looking for a new job. Get your resume together.
Hey, you know what, ma'am? I'm not going to go back and forth. I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me. My son will be playing, and I'll be up there tomorrow.
I have one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Only thing you need to tell me is who I need to talk to tomorrow. Now, who?
I'll let you know that as soon as I tell you this. Are you listening?
I'm listening. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Ina got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***?
Hello?
I'll be dead.
Lydia.
Ina, I'm going to kick that Man, I thought y'all was really calm. You got me all hot in here.
Hey,
woo!
You finna go down to the school there. You finna whoop everybody at the school, wasn't you?
Baby, what's going on?
Oh, man, I got something to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did I do it?
Where you going?
Am I the king of pranks?
Where you going to be?
No. How was it?
You are the king of pranks.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. You're the king.
You made it. Did I do it?
You're the king.
Yeah.
Did I get him?
Praise me.
Yeah. You're the king.
Praise me.
Where you going to be?
Was I stupid?
Yeah, you were stupid.
Was I stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to be stupid. Well, stupid is coming to town, y'all. Stupid is coming there. Yeah, I'm going to be stupid when I get there. Get your tickets now. Oh, I don't never name the arena or the city because I'm stupid up than you. But, oh, stupid is coming to town. Get them before they sold out, even though you ain't got to wear it because they don't ever sell out. Yeah, stupid coming to town, baby. Yeah, stupid.
You did
didn't
it.
Didn't I do it?
You did the doggone thing. Yes, yeah. You did.
Oh, wait. What now? Tommy, where you going to be? I told you I was going to be. What's the name of the place? I had to look it up.
He's better than that now. Yeah. He knows the names of the arena.
How many tickets you got left? I had to look it up. Go to commercial break. We come back. I had it.
All right, coming up, it's the Strawberry Letter. You don't want to miss that, all right? Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Snoop Dogg is a hip-hop legend. He's a game show host like you, Steve. He's doing the thing. He's a social media king. And he's a gospel music singer. And what is this now? He's going to be doing some stuff with hockey? Hockey? Really?
I love Snoop.
I know.
Oh, no, big Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Ever wonder how the game of hockey actually works? Well, there are reports that the NHL has tapped Snoop to star in a series of video tutorials breaking down the rules. I cannot wait. Breaking Snoop. Down the rules, the terminology, and other fundamentals for potential fans. The first Snoop.
So this is called icing.
Yeah.
That's when you're sliding up the court and all of a sudden OG hits the puck. The next thing you know, the puck is past the people and you go past the blue line. That's when you got icing. You understand. OG, Snoop, double D-O-G.
That's right. That's right. That's some of the what you can hear. I'm sure he'll be talking about the terminology.
Let's talk about the puck. Puck reminds me of my favorite word.
Well, let's just say truck. Okay.
So what the puck is going on?
Let's talk about it.
Sliding on the ice, you slide me up into that board hard as you can. It's called checking. When you check a man on the board, you put him on the check. He checked me and I go, what the puck?
Snoop Dogg tutorial.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, for hockey. Yeah, the first Snoop 101 video, Steve, is already live on the league's social media accounts. The plan is to post more.
Well, here's my specialty, Shirley.
What is it?
Two men grab each other. They start swinging. One tries to pull a jersey up over the other dude's head. He's sitting up in here, and I said, 1, 2, 3, to the penalty box with me. You sitting up in there, now ain't nobody scoping. I said again, what the fuck
is going on? I love it, Steve. I love it. Okay, so the plan is to post more just ahead of the Stanley Cup season. Snoop is really doing his thing.
No,
we're
in
that.
The Stanley Cup season now.
Playoffs.
They're okay. In the playoffs.
Playoffs, right, okay.
Now. Seriously, man, I didn't know how fast they skated. Yeah. A lot of bad stuff happened to me.
You can't skate.
Right.
You better get out the way.
Snoop will be our special guest later today. He's going to tell us about his new album, like we said, Bible of Love. He'll be our special guest at 41 after the hour. It is time now, Steve, for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on parenting, on sex, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter
but
to
now
Steve
let me say
Harvey.
This about it. If you don't want the truth, don't ask me. Just address your letter to Shirley.
I tell the truth.
No. No, I mean.
You mean, but, yeah.
No, I'm brutally honest. Yeah. Shirley's just honest.
You're going to break it down.
Yeah, Shirley's very honest, and she gives good advice. I'm brutally honest.
Yeah,
I'm up
are.
Under your letter.
Yeah, you are. But that's you know. Your that's what we decided when we first started the letter. You get in. You go between the lines, you know, and dig and crack and all of that, you know. So anyway, here we go. Submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click your strawberry letter. Click right submit strawberry letter.
Y'all write your own jokes.
I'm trying to look at you as a coworker.
Yeah.
And that's what I am, Junior.
You just changed.
You changed everything. You changed the narrative.
Oh, shut up, Junior.
You became Sarah.
Yeah.
So attractive.
Yeah.
All right. Click submit strawberry letter. All right, come on. Somebody.
Go with mash. You can't get in trouble with that word. Mash.
The button. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here she is.
All right.
Shirley Strawberry.
Yes, Lord.
With the strawberry letter.
Well.
Let me just say for the record, I hate all of you right now.
won't he do it?
Subject, empty promises. Dear Shirley Strawberry, I've been dating this guy. Whole lot of empty promises. I let him in my life. He had potential, in parentheses, nice looking, in school, recently obtained his master's, in parentheses, hardworking, at one time held down two jobs, had his own place at one time, I had the key. Then along comes a BFF, a best friend forever, from New Jersey, and he took the key back, and then they move in to a two-bedroom apartment. I met all his buddies, I met his family, the kids and all. He was around my daughter, who is now 8 years old. When my cousin died last year, he was there for me. He met my whole family. Sounds like I have a book. Sounds like I have the book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady, showed so much potential. We even talked marriage. Now, since the degree has come, he has a different swagger about himself and says he needs time to himself. We all know what that means. I gave him my all. I was there for him when he didn't have any transportation. Now that I am struggling, he leaves me out in the cold. I know I am old enough just to let go and pray about it, but it just hurts. Oh, yeah, he is 42 years old, and his roommate is 43. What should I do? I know you were going to say, Steve, just let go. I know, signed a lot of empty promises. Well, this letter is a little confusing to me, and it does sound like, I'll just say this, confusing as it may be, it sounds like he's moved on. You may have the book. Doesn't sound like you've read the book to me. You say you let him in your life. You know, you gave him your all, as Steve has said so many times on this show on the air. And all through the book, what did you require of them, of him? You talked about marriage. You know, where did that go? I mean, was it just a talk? It sounds like, you know, he was just with you until he got his degree. So, you know, he could come up and then he moved out. You know, you said you tried to talk to him. It's confusing because I don't know if his best friend forever is a male, if it's a female, if he's with the female and they've hooked up. I'm confused on this letter, Steve.
I'm not confused
okay.
at all.
All right.
First of all, ma'am, you're 100% wrong. I'm not going to tell you to just let it go. So I'm going to show you a side that sometimes I don't get to show people. This is a recent letter. See, the problem with this is empty promises. Two things are wrong. When a guy is giving you empty promises, it's really up to you to verify these promises. Do background checks on these promises. Get some of these promises notarized. Make some of these promises actual affidavits. There are ways to do it. You don't have to sit through a guy giving you empty promise after empty promise. These are just spoken words. You have to start requiring an action to match the words. That way, the empty promise does not become empty, but a fulfilled commitment, which is what the majority of you are looking for. When we come back, yeah. I will tell you how you get that done, ladies. But then I will also inform you of something that you may not have thought of. Very true. Okay, cool.
We have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, Snoop Dogg will be our special guest. But come on, Steve, with part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
All right. Okay, here's this lady. A whole lot of empty promises. She let him into life. He had potential, nice looking in school, recently obtained his master, hard working, held down two jobs, had his own place at one time. She had the key. Then comes along the best friend from New Jersey. He took the key back. Then they moved into a two-bedroom. I met all his buddies. I met his families, kids, and all. He was around my daughter, who's now 8. When my cousin died last year, he was there for me. Met my whole family. Sounds like I have a book, Think Like a Lady, Act Like, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady. Shows so much potential, we even talk marriage. Now, since the degree has come, he has a different swagger about himself and said he needs time to himself. We all know what that means. I gave him my all. I was there for him when he didn't have any transportation. Now I'm struggling, and he leaves me out in the cold. I know I'm old enough to just let it go and pray about it, but it just hurts. Oh, yeah, he's 42 years old. His roommate is 43. What should I do? I know what you're going to see. Say, Steve, just let it go. I know, son. No, I ain't going to tell you let it go. I'm just going to tell you how to handle the problem. First of all, ladies, you do not have to live your life from men. Live with empty promises. An empty promise can be checked by you. You have to take control of what you can control over. When a guy makes you a promise, here's two things you need to know right away. Right away, so it don't end up being an empty promise. First of all, you need the words to match up to an action.
Okay, got it.
The words and the action.
Yep. Have to be, in sync. Yeah. I got you.
That keeps it from being empty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, to get the promise out of it, there needs to be a timetable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, once you get the words to match up to an action, and then you create a timetable for a man, you then alleviate empty promise.
Okay. Check.
See, do you understand? Right. Does that not make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, ladies, here's the other part of it. It ain't always you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sometimes, no matter what you do, you just got the bad dude.
Yeah.
The wrong dude.
Yep.
But now, here's the buckler. I have news for you. It sounds to me like your man is on the DL.
Mm. See, that's why I was saying it was confusing.
42-year-old dudes don't go get roommates. 42-year-old men do not go get roommates. We do not. I don't got a buddy of mine nowhere 40 done took a roommate in, took the key back from his girl.
Uh-huh. She didn't say if it was a male or a female.
You done took
that.
The key from the cookie.
Right.
The giver of the cookie and gave it to a dude? Okay, hold on. And now them two, 42 and 43. Somebody that came out from his past that you didn't know about.
Uh-huh.
And that BFF. Is them two is taking on some new initials.
All right, Steve, we got to go. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And switching gears now, we just love this story. This is great news about a single mom of 5. Her graduation picture goes viral. This picture was just everything. Yeah. It was. Her name is Alicia Champs.
I want to get them on the show.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, do
I
you?
I sent somebody to send it to my exec producer.
We wrote stuff for you. Yeah, it's great.
Oh,
it's a good story. Good story. She's a lawyer. She got a law degree.
Yeah. She's Lisa Champs, a Port Arthur native, and now she's a Houstonian. She's a 33-year-old mother of 5. She has overcome quite a few challenges in her life, like losing her partner to cancer. All of her worldly possessions were lost in a fire. Well, she's overcome multiple challenges, and now she's the proud graduate of the 2018 Thurgood Marshall School of Law.
Don't say you
at
can't do it.
TSU,
don't
Texas
say you can't
Southern
do it.
University. Yeah, right. 33-year-old mother of 5.
I want to get on the show and give her something big. Not a $5,000 check or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give her a big check.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's wearing her cap and gown. She holds a sign in the picture that went viral. She holds a sign which read, "I did it." And all of her children are holding signs too. Yeah,
cool.
With messages like, "I helped and we did it." The picture has gone viral because it's just a reminder that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Champ says her oldest son, who is 14, has been the biggest help by taking care of his younger siblings. Thanks to their support, mom is on her way to being a lawyer. So go to SteveHarveyFM.com and salute a single mom you know who is making it happen. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. And Steve, you're going to have her on the show, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't have it booked, but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Okay. I know who can book it for you.
Well, you know, oh, God.
Don't even say it.
Now, I tell you who I would like to book it.
Who?
Mississippi Monica.
Oh, Yeah, that's who I'm thinking about. Mississippi Monica.
Oh, I thought
Monica
you were talking about somebody. Mississippi
Monica can book it for sure. She can get everybody.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does that
hurt? Oh, Lord, I have to hear that.
I think it's you're hearing come a little about it now.
Attitude, well, you get it done. But it will
matter. That'll be $2,500 for the lawyer lady. Yeah.
For the lawyer lady?
Yeah. That's her business, though, right?
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Everybody wants their money. So I just love this story, though. I mean, anything is possible. Never give up on your dreams. And she's only 33. She has her whole life ahead of her.
Yeah, that means stop sitting
around complaining. And I was also reading that she's going to specialize in family and juvenile law. Mm-hmm. And she also wants to be a judge one day. So she is still going. That's so big.
And you know she'll do it. You know, if she did this at this age with all she had going on, you know, being a judge, she'll do that like nothing. Yeah. I mean, it'll be hard, but you know what I mean. Wow.
Well, of course.
Just proud of her. Proud of her. Yep. Lisa.
Single mom.
Champs. Uh-huh. Her name's Champs, right?
Yeah, Lisa Champs. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really good. Yeah.
She called me. I got her first customer, so I know.
Who, Junior?
Trump. He need lawyering right now.
All right, so coming up in 10 minutes, Snoop Dogg will be our special guest. He's going to tell us all about his brand new album. It's called Bible of Love.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, folks, I told y'all we had a special guest this morning. This is my dude right here. He's a living legend. Career spans over 25 years as a rapper, producer, actor. He's still at it. I know you heard about it, and everybody was about as surprised as we were. He has just released his first gospel album. You heard it.
Yeah.
Snoop has released a gospel album. The album is Bible of Love. It's available now in stores and online. And here we're going to talk about it, play some of the new music. Please welcome the legend, Snoop Dogg.
What it do? What's happening?
My man. What's up, boy?
Man, I can't complain. God is good 7 days a week. Believe that.
7 days a week. Me and this boy go back like Cadillac seats.
Wow.
Man. How you been, man?
Thanks, dude. I'm good, man. I want to thank you, man, for that conversation that you had with me at your game show when me and my family came on. As you see, I've been doing a little bit of what you talked about as far as like expanding my horizons and doing different things. So I want to thank you for instilling that spirit in me to, you know, do other things and to be great at what I'm great at.
I mean, man, and you was doing it, man, but you really stepping it up, man. I'm just like sitting here looking at you and I'm going, man, this cat really gets it, man. And this new project, man, your new gospel album, Bible of Love, it's out now. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, let's just talk about this. How'd you come up with the idea of doing the album in the first place?
Well, the spirit of my grandmother was always in me. And I would always go to her house, Steve, and she'd be watching Jimmy Swagger, and she could never listen to my music. And she always wanted to, you know, have something with my voice on it. So I was like, you know what? When she passed away, I'm going to have to do something in her memory to show her that, you know, her spirit is going to always live on. So I went in and prepared the record and made it do what it did. And it just felt good to everybody that was a part of it. When I reached out to all of the artists from the Clark sisters to Rance Allen to Fred Hammond to John P. Key, everybody was so willing to be a part of it because they knew the spirit of my grandmother was in me. And that's why it's such a strong project because it's stamped by so many officials.
And can we say, Steve, that's wonderful. Can we say that Bible of Love has been number one for 3 weeks in a row? Congratulations, Snoop. That's awesome.
Go ahead,
that is awesome.
Go ahead, Snoop.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, for me, it's really cool because this dude is who he is. He ain't never faked nobody with who he was. But what people don't understand, man, is God creates all of us.
Yeah.
Creates all of us. We different. And it's different routes, man. It's like Kim always says in the show. Hey, man, we got the same mission. We just operating on different sides of the street. Mm-hmm. And this is a cat, man, that could do some real work to get some people to have a relationship with God, man. I really love it, man. This is your 16th album, man.
Wow.
So your whole inspiration, it was your grandmother. But what about this time right here, man? I mean, what made you go with, you know, the gospel route?
Well, I'm looking at the world we're living in right now, Steve. I'm looking at all this violence and the president that's running this world. that we live in and just the things that we got to be up against. And I ask myself, do I want to add some fire to the fuel, or do I want to put some light on the situation and try to walk people to a lighter situation as opposed to walk them down this dark path that I've usually walked people down? So I wanted to be the opposite of what the world is right now. I wanted to be peace, love, and happiness, to try to put something in the air to answer all of this hate and this negativity.
That's deep right there.
You know something,
that's love. That's that is love.
For him to say, instead of walking people down the dark path, I usually take them down. Because, you know, look, man, I mean, we all dudes, you know, and you know, like Michelle Obama said, you know, we should all take the high road. And I was tripping with that analogy, because if you driving your car down there, then, hey, man, this where my car at, too. So I ain't really have too many high roads.
Yeah.
You that little light. And I just see it in you, man. I think I was surprised, Snoop. But then at the same time, man, hey, man, you really helped me, because I'm such an imperfect dude, man. And I just need to see some other imperfect people come out and go, hey, me too, but I love the Lord.
Right. And I was telling people, I was like, this is what the church had, the misunderstanding. I took God with me even when I was doing wrong. I took God with me on everything I did. So I never left him behind. So when it was time for me to come back home, he always was there for me. So you should be there for me as well, instead of trying to look at what I didn't do and what I was doing.
Oh, you better preach up in here, Snoop. Amen.
Can I borrow that, Snoop? I need to borrow that.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, the cool part about it is, too, when you famous like a cat like Snoop, see, all your sins and misgivings is in front of lights, cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of you who ain't famous, all your sins and misgivings is in the comfort and convenience of your house. But they steal your sins and misgivings, though. You dig? Mm-hmm. You just ain't got the cameras and the lights attached to it. I just love the fact that you did it, man. It's like tripping me out, for real.
Well, I mean, I felt like I had to take a stand, Steve, because in the hip-hop industry, I've done so much for hip-hop, for the young generation, for the new MCs. They consider me Uncle Snoop now, because I become like a mentor and like a bridge to understanding with a lot of these young artists that's in the industry. So I felt like, you know, not that my time is over with in rap, but I felt like I got a better purpose. I need to paint a bigger picture for my platform, and I could use that by painting this gospel record as opposed to me trying to stuff another rap album down your ear. Let me put something in your face that is reality, and that's love, and that's something that we need to hear right now.
Wow.
Hey, man, that goes along with so much oftentimes I say, your career is what you paid for. Your calling is what you made for. And, you know, this is what you made for. I mean, man, it's like you told me that time. It's like your mom always said, she wasn't surprised.
Nah, not at all. But it's a particular line that I wrote in one of my songs. I said, I've been down so long, I'm used to falling, y'all. But I recognize, this my calling, dog. I've been ordained, anointed with the oil. On the battlefield, I'm loyal to the soil.
Mm. Wow.
hey, listen, hey, man, when we come back, can we play one of the songs off the album, Snoop Got Cat? Can we do that?
You can play whatever you like.
All right, cool. When we come back, we're going to play one of the hot ones off Snoop's new album.
Bible, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, everybody, with our special guest is Snoop. We've been talking to him today. Had a great conversation, man. He's released his first gospel album. It has been number one on the charts for 3 weeks now.
Woo!
The album is called Bible of Love.
Boy.
Thank you. Give him all the praise.
That's right, Snoop.
Snoop said it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it before the award. You know, a lot of us want to thank God when we get the award. I like to thank God before the award, and even if I don't get an award, I'd like to thank God.
That's right. Look at that.
Hey, Castle, which one are we gonna play? Which one do we have? This is One More Day. Snoop set this up.
Oh man, this is from the one and only Charlie Wilson, my uncle, my love, my life. My Uncle Charlie Wilson on this track called One More Day. Hopefully to get you feeling good, good about yourself. Because right about now, God gave you one more day. So let's have it, bud.
All right, let's go.
It's just one more day. The Lord has kept me.
story. Yeah. It took every mistake to make me great. Even when I fell flat on my face, you gave me grace. God knows that I haven't been an angel and I'm no saint, but I always take the time to give you thanks for all you've done for me.
But I'm looking for to do it right now. Nigga, Charlie went hard on that song. He was the worst crackhead you ever seen, but God fixed him.
Man.
Man.
Yeah.
Talk. It was almost a rap.
That's a testimony.
Yeah.
Come on, man. See, that's something right there is a testimony of one more day that we here, and we making the most of the day. And we understand that God has given us one more day. We must make the most of that day while we're here, because tomorrow ain't promised.
Yeah, dog.
Lord knows I haven't been an angel and I'm no saint, but I always take time to give you thanks for all you've done for me. One more day.
Amen.
Snoop, you done messed around, hit it over the wall, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, Snoop, you got to come back on the talk show and talk about this album, because this is going to change some people, man. See, people hurting, like you say, in these days and times. people need to see, man, that look, you can have really messed up. I mean, really messed up and still get it right. Because God in the forgiving business, man.
I'm coming to see you, Steve. I'm going to pull up on the Animal Brain Charlie with me so we can sing that song on the show.
Cool. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Snoop Dogg, the name of the album is Bible of Love. It's been number one on the charts for 3 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the legend, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop.
Favorite. Hey.
One more day, Snoop.
One more day. Go ahead, Shirley.
One more day.
My favorite.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today, guys, is a legend in the game. I'm talking about a real legend. Today is Al Green's birthday.
What?
All right, Al Green, the one and only, 72 years old or young today.
Al Green.
I mean, talk about an original.
Hits.
Woo. What?
Love and happiness.
Oh!
Love will make you do wrong, make you do right.
Love and happiness.
Wait a minute. Something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Talking about
how she can make it right.
Whoa. Love and happiness. I saved it all summer.
Come on,
$16
Trying to get my money right.
$16
Caught two buses.
$16
Cause my car had written down.
I paid $16
Down at the music hall. In Cleveland, Ohio.
Didn't eat for a week.
I got stuff in the layaway. I paid $100.
Had on a satin shirt.
Come on. Satin.
I was sweating all day.
Dirty. Every dime. Because I sang the whole time.
Sing it out.
Well,
then he went. Wait a minute. Ooh, I love Al Green. Yeah, I love Al Green.
Remember, he used to pass out roses to the ladies.
Ladies,
the
y'all.
I'm passing out the roses.
Everybody here. One more time.
Passing out the roses. Everybody here.
Moan it. Go ahead, Shirley.
I was waiting for
one high note or a squall or something.
Hey!
Yeah, we can't do that. I probably can't either, so don't worry about it.
But congratulations to the legend. Happy birthday, Al Green. We love you, Al Green. Woo! All right. Well, after that, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. Sing us out, guys. Sing us
gonna
out.
Gonna take a break now.
What?
And we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mariah Carey reveals she has bipolar disorder, guys. Mariah Carey recently said that she has bipolar 2 disorder. She's a 5-time Grammy Award winner, of course, and she says that she was first diagnosed back in 2001. Wow, 17 years ago.
2001?
Yeah, she said that she didn't want to believe it. She didn't want to carry around the stigma of a lifelong disease that would define her and potentially be the end of her career. She's recently stated she's recently started receiving treatment because she was afraid of losing everything, and she was concerned that someone in her orbit would tell her story for her. So she wanted to be the first one to get it out there.
Somebody in her what?
In her orbit, around her. You know, like if you, something was wrong with you, then one of us went to the press and told instead
you
of
take
you
take your Uncle Tom ass down there if you want to. Save all that orbit conversation. Go down there with your Uncle Tom ass and tell on me. Do something else, like I need to be on the checkout counter some more. Go down there and tell something else about me if you want to for a check with your lying self.
So that's why Mariah...
Because that's what happens to me.
Yeah, that's why Mariah told it herself, so no one in her orbit would tell her
story. And I could have helped Mariah, because I've been around them before.
What do you mean you could have helped her?
I could have diagnosed her.
You could have already knew
you're
it.
You're not a doctor, Steve.
There'd be no damn doctor. I done lived it.
So you mean you could tell that...
Hell yeah.
It was a shock to everyone that she admitted that
not
she had...
Not Nick.
Bipolar...
What?
Nick knew.
What? Did I say something wrong? I apologize.
That ain't no lie.
Nick knew.
That ain't no lie.
I bet that Nick knew.
Well, anyway.
Man, I got to tell you, man. Y'all don't even understand.
What?
No. I can help you with that right there. I've been around all that my whole life. Yeah.
What? What are you? You've been around people with bipolar?
Hell yeah. I've been everything. What you want? Bipolar?
Yeah.
Insensitive?
Crazy. How about crazy?
I can diagnose all that for you.
My sister had bipolar disease too. She cured of it now though. Called my mama the B word and that was
that
it.
That was,
I didn't even know my mama could fight.
Right. So see, so whatever you turn into, whatever, Bi didn't come up no more.
They didn't come in. No. She woke up out there.
Who are you now? I'm just Pola. She slapped the Bi out of me.
She slapped both of them.
Yeah. Matter of fact, she don't even come by no more. Yep, I'm just Pola. You can call me Polar Bear, Polar Arctic, Polar Generation. Man. You can call me Polar Zone. You can call me the Polar Zone.
Polaroid.
Polaroid. But you ain't ever going to call me bipolar. Because
wow.
I mess around and call my mama the B word. And
man.
Bye is gone.
Steve will be up next with his closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go, Steve. Last break of the day. What a fun day this was.
Fun
Happy
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, this is a great Friday. Yeah. Friday the 13th. Yeah, we talked about superstitions earlier. None of us are, but apparently Jay is.
Very. In the words of Stevie Wonder, very.
But, Steve, now it's time to get serious and for you to enlighten us. Your closing remarks, please, sir.
My closing remarks today is very pointed. I want to share something with you because a lot of people have a misconception about success. I think success has been misunderstood, especially because of technology nowadays. Because I talk to the millennials that live in my house, well, used to anyway, and I talk to them all the time about success. And because they have Google, they don't understand some things about success. And I'm not saying that in a negative way, but this young millennial generation, because they've been so gifted with this new innovations in technology, Google is amazing. You do remember when you wanted to know something, those of you from the baby boomer generation, you had to go to the library, You had to go to the card catalog. You had to get on the steps or elevator and go upstairs and hunt for the book. And then that's all you knew on the subject that was in the book. Well, Google has come about, and you don't have to go anywhere. Knowledge is at your fingertip. But what I want you to do, I want you to Google success. Google it and see what it tells you. I don't think success is Googleable. I don't think it is. See, the thing about success is sort of weird because success is, it can be described different ways by different people, but whatever it is, it's hard to get there. It is very hard to get together. I mean, it's just very hard to get there. Here's an example. Success or encyclopedia is what we used to have to go and find was encyclopedias, right? My mind drifted for a second, so forgive me. But that's where we got our information from. Google success and see what it tells you. I promise you it's not going to tell you how to get there. It'll give you the definition of it, but success varies from person to person. What you may consider success, I may consider something else success. It don't make you less successful or not successful. It's just that was your aiming point. And if you reach it, then you're successful. The problem is if we don't aim high enough. I gave those closing remarks just the other day. But here's the message I'm trying to get to you. I want to tell you the truth about success from a person who has had a measure of it in my life. I'm going to tell you the cold, funky truth about success. Here it is. It's not easy. And here it is. These are some of the things you have to deal with in order to become successful. See, up under the success is the root and the base. The success is a tree. Look at success as a tree. There's a tree trunk and these beautiful leaves all over it. Imagine your most beautiful tree as your most beautiful moment of success. Take your successful moment and picture it as the most beautiful tree. So your analogy is that your success is this beautiful tree. Okay, do you have your picture of a tree in your head? Everybody, right now, put a picture of a tree in your head. A beautiful tree. I don't care if it's got fall leaves on it, buds on it, whatever you consider a beautiful tree. Look out your window and pick one. Okay, that's your success. Now let me tell you about the root system. Because this is how that tree got to be this beautiful tree with these colors and leaves on it and buds and fruit and all like this. There's a root system. There's some disappointment underground that you don't see in the tree. There's a lot of persistence underground in the root system of the tree. There's hard work in the root system of the tree. See, a tree don't look like hard work. You just see the beautiful tree. You just see the beautiful fruit that's on the tree, the peaches and the cherries and the apples and the lemons and the limes. And you just go, man, what a beautiful tree. You need to look at the root system. You need to see the huge risk that you got to take to become successful. You got to look at all the late nights that you got to stay up in order to be successful. You got to look at the struggles. You got to look at the competition. You got to look at all the discipline that it takes to become successful. Keep in mind the whole time, you got to look at the heartache. Keep in mind the whole time that big pretty tree you looking at that you want to call success. I want you to think about the root system that got that tree to be successful and those beautiful leaves and that beautiful fruit. It's the root system that counts. If you kill the root system, the tree dies. Don't you understand what I'm trying to tell you? That in order to become successful, you got to have a lot of courage. You got to suffer through a lot of doubts, heartache. You're going to have to get through all the criticism. You got to get by all the personal failures. You got to handle the adversity. You got to deal with the rejections. You got to come on and understand the sacrifices. That's the root system of success. That's the dirty, funky truth about your big, beautiful tree. That the root system in it has got to be developed in order for you to get the big, beautiful tree. So you got to sacrifice. You got to get rejected. You got to suffer through adversity. You got to have personal failures. You got to deal with the criticism. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of courage. Come on, man. You're going to have to be disciplined.
It's going to be some competition. It's going to be struggles. It's going to be late night, huge risk, hard work, persistent, disappointment. You may have to start over. I don't care. But in order to be successful, that big, beautiful tree that you keep picturing, you got to develop the root system. It's the stuff that's under the dirt that matters. That's what made the tree. Those are my closing remarks. Have a great weekend. And this time is finally here.
Drop the mic, Steve. Drop it, baby.
Hold on, let me get the mic. Yeah, I'm going to be working this weekend, dropping some more mic.
Have a great weekend, guys.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.